Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google announced it will roll out changes to accounts for minors across Google Search, YouTube, YouTube Kids, and Google Assistant over the coming months. YouTube will default to its most private setting for uploads for those 13 to 17, as well as turning off autoplay for YouTube playback. YouTube Kids will remove overly commercial content. Google will also allow those under 18 to request an image of them be removed from Google image search results. Child accounts will also not be able to enable location history. At DEF CON, Twitter revealed the results of its algorithmic bug bounty to find issues with its image cropping model. The top entry demonstrated the algorithm preferred slim, young, of light or warm skin color and smooth skin texture, and with stereotypically feminine facial traits. The second place entry found a bias against people with white or gray hair, while the third place entry found it favored English over Arabic script in images. Samsung announced a new wearable SoC, the Exynos W920, offering two Cortex A55 cores and a Mali G68 GPU, as well as a dedicated Cortex M55 processor for powering always-on displays. Samsung claims 20% better CPU performance and 10 times better GPU performance than its previous wearable SoC. The Exynos W920 will support the new unified wearable platform from Samsung and Google. The Financial Times' sources say ByteDance plans to go public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange by early next year. The company reportedly has nearly 1.9 billion monthly active users across its platforms, and in a funding round last year, was valued at $180 billion. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say the next-gen iPhone will feature a video version of portrait mode, support ProRes video, and include a new filter system to improve the look of photos. The phones will also reportedly feature a smaller front camera notch. Microsoft updated the Xbox app on Windows to now include its xCloud game streaming service, currently available to Xbox insiders in 22 countries. The app also supports streaming games from a local Xbox. Mozilla released Firefox 91, which includes an enhanced cookie-clearing privacy feature, letting users manage all cookies and locally stored data generated by a particular website. This includes cookies tied to a site's domain, or placed from the site from a third-party domain, letting users delete an entire bucket of cookies belonging to that website across various domains. A lawyer for the Indian government told the Delhi High Court that Twitter's recent appointment of compliance officers and other officials brought the company into compliance with the country's IT laws. The Indian government had previously said Twitter lost its liability protection for user content for failure to comply with the laws. Xiaomi announced the Mi Mix 4, its first phone to use its camera under panel technology. The Mi Mix 4 includes 2021 Android flagship specs, including a 120Hz screen, a 5x periscope zoom rear camera, and 120W fast charging for a full charge in 21 minutes, as well as an ultra-wideband radio. It starts at 4,999 yuan, that's about $770, shipping in China soon. Retro Games announced the Thea 500 Mini, a licensed mini console inspired by the Amiga 500. It includes 25 Amiga games and supports sideloading games over USB. Shipping is expected in early 2022 for $139.99. The analysts at App Annie found that in 2020, TikTok was the most downloaded app globally, the only app in the top five not owned by Facebook. Snapchat and Telegram each moved up a spot from 2019 to number 6 and 7 respectively, while Pinterest moved up two spots to get back into the top 10. HP announced the Chrome-based all-in-one with a 21.5-inch 1080p screen that can be rotated into portrait orientation and includes Intel Pentium Gold or 10th Gen i3 processors. The company also announced the Chromebook X211, an 11-inch tablet with a magnetic detachable keyboard using Qualcomm's Snapdragon 7C SoC. Both come to retailers this month, starting at $599.99. The game developer Niantic acquired Scaniverse, makers of the iOS app for high-resolution 3D scanning. The Scaniverse app will continue to be supported, with the features in the Pro subscription, like higher-resolution processing and model exporting, being offered now for free. Google updated its Titan security key lineup, now offering a $30 USB-A key and a $35 USB-C key. Both support NFC and are now available for sale in the Google Store. And finally, Salesforce plans to launch a new streaming service aimed at business professionals called Salesforce Plus because, of course. The free service will launch at the company's Dreamforce conference in September, featuring 6 original series from its in-house Salesforce studios, channels for live event coverage, and eventually plans to host content created by its clients. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.